Senator Charles Schwertner joins us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Good morning.
Boy, the timing is perfect as the weather starts to kind of head south. We had an ideal day yesterday for inauguration day.
We did. It was a great inauguration, a changing of the guard, a new era in Texas leadership with the inauguration of Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Patrick after 14 years of Governor Perry.
I'd like to get your thoughts because, I mean, maybe it's happened before, but we have somebody really from the judicial branch of government now moving right into the governor's mansion. That's a little bit different. Usually they come through the legislative branch. This is the guy who has taken on the federal government time and again, kind of the point man on some issues. How do you see that his governorship might be different because he does come from the judicial side?
Well, you're right. He has stood strong against federal encroachment and overreach. We'll just have to wait and see. You know, he certainly knows the legislative process and obviously has a long and standing history with many legislators. I think he'll be a very effective governor. He's articulated his vision forward for the state of Texas, and I fully expect that the legislature, after 140 days, will have implemented a significant portion of his agenda.
I'd kind of like to get your thought on where there might be some speed bumps. Are there some places somewhere where that agenda that he's putting forth may get some pushback from either the other side of the aisle or within your party?
Well, you know, our one constitutional duty is to pass a budget. We have to prioritize how we spend our money. And, you know, even within the Republican Party, there's different priorities. Some people would like to spend more in transportation. Others would like to spend more in education. Tax cuts are a big issue this time around. But the overall aspect of the budget, though, is the keystone of the budget continues to be the portion that is going toward health and human services. It's growing at 2.5 times the rate of the rest of the budget and puts continued pressure on the other priorities of the state.
And so folks understand, and they should, that you're the chairman of the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. I know that the governor has wanted to look at the Utah Medicaid plan and some others from outside the state of Texas. Are there any ideas that are catching your eye as to how the Medicare crisis can be handled in Texas?
Well, the Medicaid.
Medicaid, sorry.
And the uninsured issue of the state. You know, Governor Abbott has come out recently with his continued opposition to Medicaid expansion. I am in support of his position. I believe Medicaid is an entitlement that is broken, that's costly, and unsustainable. And without dramatic increases of flexibility by our federal partners, I don't believe Medicaid expansion to a group of able-bodied, young, low-income adults is the right path for Texas.
Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin. Health and Human Services has been in the news for all the wrong reasons for about the last month. Obviously, Dr. Janik comes before you, and there have been any number of questions about, I guess we can start with the Medicaid fraud contract, the AT&T phone contract, paying the tuition of members of his staff when that is clearly against the law. What are your thoughts about where Kyle Janik stands right now and the way things are being run at Health and Human Services?
Well, the actions are unacceptable. We will get to the bottom of it in my committee. I know Governor Abbott has appointed a strike force to delve into those issues. The simple issue in reference to contracts is that we need to do we have a fiduciary responsibility to the citizens of Texas to make sure that we procure those contracts in an open manner. And that we have proper oversight of those contracts long term when they are in place, supposedly helping the people of Texas. We do a lot of business through contracts, and the state of Texas needs to improve on its contracting ability.
Now, give me a sense of where your committee then will fall in there. Will you wait until the strike force has come back with some sort of report, or are we going to roll up our sleeves and get him right in front of your committee again soon?
No, we'll be looking at it independently of the strike force, and we'll have independent hearings.
And so folks understand that Dr. Janik is a former member of the legislature. I mean, it would seem he would know the rules. It would seem he would know that the organization was not running according to the rules.
You know, he has oversight of an enterprise that has 50,000 employees that is divided into 5 different disparate agencies. And it's, you know, I don't want to put it all on Commissioner Janik. He certainly is at the helm, and, you know, the ship is run aground in reference to certain issues with him at the helm. But we need to look at how the entire enterprise works. We need to elevate the contracting oversight specifically in reference to the procurement and continued regulation and oversight of those contracts when in place. But, you know, that's one thing the Sunset Commission has already looked at, trying to make sure that the Health and Human Services enterprise runs as efficiently and effectively as possible. And we have various ideas that will be debated during the legislative process. And I believe at the end of 140 days that we will have significantly improved the efficiency and effectiveness of the Health and Human Services.
Senator Charles Schwerner joining us today. Yeah, let's turn to something maybe a little more positive. Child Protective Services is an organization that has a job that's so very difficult because they have to take care of and protect children from serious situations. And I know that one of the things that has been very important to you is doing everything you can to try to streamline that process. I'd kind of like to get in your own words what you're trying to achieve there and how you think the streamlining of the CPS process can be done.
It's one of my top priorities. It should be one of the top priorities of the state to take care of those children that are in our charge. And what we found out during the interim and through the sunset process was that caseworkers were overburdened and mired in paperwork and bureaucracy, only spending about 26% of their time with those families and children that they are needed that they're overseeing. And so we have a number of proposals to improve the amount of time by diminishing the regulation and bureaucracy. Improve the retention of those caseworkers to allow for them to have tenure and diminish the turnover of the caseworkers.
I know
we need to reform our CPS system to better serve Texas and Texas children.
Certainly. I know that the Houston Chronicle and the Texas Tribune have done fairly significant stories in the last couple of weeks having to do with the Public Integrity Unit not being funded. If folks need to know, that's part of the Travis County DA's office. The governor decided to defund that area, and so as a result, a lot of people are calling on that to be refunded. My understanding is that is in the budget. Is that the case, and how do you intend to
feel
about that?
Well, it's going to be debated again. You know, the Public Integrity Unit currently is run through the Travis County District Attorney's office, and that office has had a significant amount of trouble at the district attorney level. And yeah, I personally would like to see it be run through the Attorney General's office. I think that's a more appropriate place for the Public Integrity Unit.
Certainly. You know, in the House, they're not moving so fast because they have committee assignments that have to be made. But what's happening now as you really get forward and focused in the Senate?
Well, we'll be gaveling in today at 11 o'clock. Lieutenant Governor Patrick will be at the helm today, and for his first day as Lieutenant Governor on the dais, we'll be debating the rules, and I believe the committee assignments will be coming out later this week or early next week. So we'll be getting down to the business of the people of Texas and trying to make Texas a better place for to raise families and to get a job and to start a business.
State Senator Charles Schwerner will join us on Wednesdays during the session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Scott, I look forward to it.
Right, thank you
very
you.
Much.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye.